From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the future of conservative women and the Republican Party after Election Day.
But first, 7 days. 7 days until you cast your vote for president, and that vote will be historic.
And especially so for African Americans, whether or not Senator Barack Obama wins. So over the next few days, Day to Day is going to be talking with Black people about this election.
Today, it's with a group of stay-at-home moms, Denise Hamilton, Nicole Williams, Francine Kennedy, Shauna Fitzpatrick Hughes, and Ellen Henderson. We spoke at a park in Encino, California. Barack Obama is leading in the polls. What do you feel about that? What are the conversations that you're having with each other about this, that he might be the next president of the United States?
This is Shauna, and I have a lot of different emotions as far as this election. I'm excited. I'm excited for my generation. I'm excited for my children's generation.
Absolutely.
Because the possibility excites me that in my lifetime, in my son's and my daughter's lifetime, that a positive African-American figure such as Barack Obama and such as Michelle Obama would be in the White House. I was just really sad. My great-great-great-uncle just passed away at 103. I was hoping that he was going to be around through the election, because that, in his lifetime, he was the son of a slave and a white slave owner. He would have lived, had he lived a couple of more weeks, to possibly see the first Black president elected in his lifetime.
My grandmother is 100 years old and a Katrina survivor, and I re-registered her to vote, and she's going to vote in this election. I've convinced her. I was like, you have to, because of all the stuff that you've, you know, gone through.
You had to convince your grandmother?
Yes, she said, I'm 100 years old. You know, what difference does it matter?
Well, I'm so glad that you re-registered her, because one of the things that really kills me is when I hear Black people saying they're not going to vote.
Yeah.
That just drives
count.
Me
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. What difference is what
or
difference
Latinas.
Will it
make? I mean, well, I'm appalled too. I'm like, you don't understand. It wasn't so long ago that we couldn't vote.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'd like to add, though, and this is Francine, until Barack is officially announced as the president of the United States, I will not rest comfortably.
You won't rest comfortably because what exactly?
With all the issues we have in the voting polls that are coming out that have been issues.
The Bradley effects, for example.
Exactly. Cheating.
Where
we
lead in the polls, and then, you know, people say one thing when they answer the pollsters, and then when they go in the privacy of the voting booth, vote the way their great-grandparents did. So, I mean, they still have that, you know, that mindset.
Let me ask you, how important is race in this election for you?
What aspect of race?
Well, how important is it that he's a Black man?
It's important, but it's not as important as him as a candidate. That's not why I'm voting for him, because he's Black. It's a great plus that he's Black, but we've had African Americans that have run in the past that
weren't
so passionate.
They weren't significant,
voting.
Though.
Yeah,
they
so,
weren't like him.
Someone asked the question, did they really believe, did I really truly believe that this day would come that America could look past color and difference and elect a Black man to office?
That really breaks my heart to think that this man is more than qualified to be the president of the United States. But because of his skin tone, because of his skin color, people would opt not to vote for him. That freaks me out.
What concerns me is that when people look at Black people and say, you know, I can't trust him because I don't know him.
Nonsense.
Or when Michelle Obama made that wonderful speech at the Democratic Convention and people say, oh, she sounded so phony. What it is that they don't know women like that.
Yeah.
They haven't seen Black women like that. And when they
yeah.
say they don't know Obama, they don't, they can't believe yeah. that he exists.
And then they want to focus on the fist bump.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
know, and,
yeah.
And all the stereotypical aspects of African Americans.
That's well,
you know,
on a less lofty level, I think his race is really important. I can't imagine going to my son or my daughter and saying that I did not cast my vote for the first. I homeschool my son, and so I teach him about the different presidents. We're working on that, and this is like really significant personally, just for his lessons, and because he's Black, because I'm Black. I'm going to vote for him, and I want him to win. I think, though, I feel like the rock star thing is just taking over
See, I disagree.
And
this is Shauna speaking. I don't feel like it's a rock star status. When I drive around in my car and I look at people with Obama stickers on their car and people with the signs in their yard, there is multicultural.
It looks like America.
It looks like America.
Not like
friends. I said to my mom that there are more Caucasian people in this country that I see on a daily basis that have Obama stickers on their car or pins or shirts or signage in their yard than African Americans. And to me, that gives me hope.
But I see all the white people who have the Obama stickers on their cars, and that makes me feel really good. But I don't think everybody's heart's changed. I think there's a lot of people, white people, who say they are for him, but they're not for the country coming together in terms of races and stuff. You know, I don't know if everybody's hearts come around. I'm just saying.
This is Denise. What concerns me is people saying, is this country ready for a black president? People aren't ready for change. You make change. They weren't ready for segregation. You have to work for
still
it.
Be
okay, so no, this country may not be quote unquote ready, but people are going to make it. They're
you
going
can't
to move
make
it.
People
Excuse
vote
me.
The way you want them
no,
to.
No, it's not what I'm talking about. This what I'm trying to say is there is a difference between changing people's attitudes and this country moving towards a new hope.
Okay. You're all mothers. What do you tell your children about this election?
My son, he asked me. He just came out and asked me. He said, "Mom, why are you so excited about Barack Obama?" He said, "He's going to be the first black president?" And I said, "God willing." I said, "Because for a very long time, you know, this has been coming, and this is going to mean a lot, not just for black people, but for our country."
I think it's really neat. This is Nicole speaking. That for the first time in our lives, we're actually able to look our children in the eye and say to them, "You can be anything you want."
You mean it.
And actually mean it and not do it with a wink.
True.
You know, because it is possible. Because
a lot of times, I before this candidacy, I would say stuff like that to my son, and I wasn't sure.
We didn't believe it.
Yeah, especially being a mother of an African-American son. I use Obama as an example.
Of what you can be.
And he's given us that
look
gift.
Look at all you can be. You can be intelligent. You can
That's
be articulate. You can be all of these things.
And even if he doesn't win, history has already been made.
Yeah.
History has already
really
been made.
It really has.
But he will win.
Yes, he will. Yes, we can.
That was Denise Hamilton, Nicole Williams, Ellen Henderson, Shauna Fitzpatrick Hughes, and Francine Kennedy. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All
right.
Thank you.
And if you want to comment on that discussion, go to our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.